this already. At 26, flutes, mezzo forte, everyone else pianissimo. Because the crescendo is obliterating the melody up here. So flutes go mezzo forte to forte instead of piano to mezzo forte. And everybody with the quarter notes and stuff just play really soft underneath them. All right, let's take it two measures before 26. Two measures in front of 26, transition, two, three, and. So don't anybody play another note on three. And then we all go in the next bar. Yes. Yes, I want it to just be one solo.
It'll be 4:38, right?
You can all play the eighth notes, but on the whole note, just let Jim hold it. Because it's going to be a solo in the next bar, so it doesn't make sense for you to hold it and then drop out in the next bar. So just let him do the solo begin on the fermata. Okay, 34, with the pickups. If you have 16th note pickups, here's 34 with the pickup. One, two, three. Oops, I heard somebody play three. No beat three there, please. One, and two, and. You gotta be hip and cool, man. It's on the and. Play it on three, it's square. Again, pick up to 34. One, two, three. Just the first one is held and the second one is short. So instead of and you're right. And. But it's still really offbeat. So if you can think of it like offbeat, maybe that will help. Okay, right on 38. So we want to make sure that's together. It's very cool, though. 46, right on 46. Right on, that was much better in the earlier section. Here's 46, two, three, and a four. Don't hold over there. Okay, wait. Some flutes are holding the last 16th note for an eighth note.
Yeah.
It's not. It's it's just 4E, 4E, and leave the anda open. In other words, we're not adding a sustain or anything to that. We want to hear a nice, clean break. Okay, also be careful not to let the 16th note speed you up. It's a slow tempo, so even though they look like black notes, they're really not fast at all. They're just da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee. It's not as fast as your mind thinks it is. 46, ready? Solo, bassoon solo, clarinet solo, baritone solo. I think those are the four solos. And then oboe count and come in when you have your solo. We made that into a solo. Okay, here, those people at 5 after 55. Ready? And. Parts are the main thing. Everything else is supporting. Okay, here we go again. Ready, and. Maybe you can bring that down a little bit more. Okay, now everyone else has to play subservient to that. So, can those people mark it up to at least mezzo forte, let's say? Baritone's good. Baritone balance is good. So flute solo, mark it up to forte. Oboe, mezzo forte. Clarinet, probably forte, mezzo forte, forte. And then the accompaniment people drop down underneath that. Okay, everybody please, at 5 after 55. So if you're counting here, this is the fifth bar of 55. 2, everybody, and. So yes, you guys hold through. Got that? So everybody releases on the downbeat there except the clarinets and the bassoon. Get to sustain through, and then I'll give you a separate cutoff. And then then we're back to the beginning. All right, one more time at that spot. Same place, and we'll go on this time. So just make sure we understand who's important, because it's not going to make auditory sense to the audience if they can't follow those lines, the solo lines. Here we go, 59, ready, and. Thank you. trumpets the most. Don't play those two notes. Bop, bop. Bop, bop is ugly. Bop, bop. Bop, bop. The second, the offbeats are always less, except in special cases. The note on the beat should be a little louder, and the note on the and should be a little softer. So bop, bop is much prettier than bop, bop. Okay, because it just sounds a little yucky. Okay, 73. Notice this is an exact repeat from the beginning. It's A,